don't like the fact that if my man on some other female page the cackling and liking pictures when I'll never see you on my mother page.
My, I don't play that.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to see you. I'll see you in real life. I don't want to like your pics. I don't want to laugh and joke with you in cyber world. I don't even like you in the real world like that. He probably only with you because he need a place to stay.
I'm just saying, if ain't nothing to this, why I don't see you on my shit? Because you clearly, you following me. You
Oh my goodness, the masculinity is off the charts. No respectable man on any level is going to have anything to do with this woman. Anything.
And it's days, months, years, and years, and years. I mean, just think about it, ladies. I would get offended, too.
And you liking other girl pictures, and they posting the same exact pose?
It's a cold
Why you
game.
Like that, but not mine?
Boy, it's a cold game when that conversation starts.
See, because she shaped better than you.
She dressed better than you. She looked better than you. She got more phones. She got more
better than yours.
Cold
better than yours. Hair longer than yours. Nails look better.
Bam!
That's a fact. But yeah, fellas, man. Look here. Support your woman, man.
Yeah, support your woman.
And women, support your man.
Sometimes I go to sleep and I cry.
When you had your own apartment in Miami and dream car last year, and now you're 23 sleeping on your parents' couch without a whip. Yeah, that's because some rich guy gave you all that. You didn't work for it, you didn't earn it. And when he broke up with you, he sent you back to your parents' house. Yeah. She left some parts out of this little caption. I'm telling you, man, this is how most of the OF girls and the hot girls in Miami, this is how it's going to turn out for them. 30 plus back at their parents' house, not getting the same attention they did 10 years ago.
What happens when a guy is single and he doesn't want to be? What does he do? And they'll all say things like, he starts working out, perfect. He starts getting serious about his career, cares about his car, make sure his car is always clean, make sure he smells right, make sure he looks right, talks a big game, maybe gets serious about his finances. Perfect, okay. And then what happens? Somewhere on the spectrum between I want to get laid to I want to get married, whatever you fall on that spectrum at that time in your life, what happens as soon as you get that? And then everybody starts laughing because they realize, well, I stopped working out. I stopped caring about my car. My career takes second to my woman or whatever your situation is, right? Okay. Well, what was the goal? It wasn't any of those things. You were doing those things. For the goal was, I want to get laid or I want to get married, somewhere in that spectrum. The behavior is, I have to do these things in order to get that. As soon as I get that, I no longer have the motivation to do them.
So the moral of that story is, do it for yourself, fellas. Find what you love to do. Find multiple things that you love to do. Because things like that, no one can take from you. Even if you do get the woman and you get married and you have kids and one day she leave you and take the kids. Guess what? You still have those hobbies that no one can take from you. You can still work on model cars. You can still go to the gym. You can still whatever, make beats, whatever you do. No one can take that from you.
Here's my theory on men who end up really hating their wives. When they first marry them, they don't hate them yet. They just maybe feel either neutral to them or they just kind of don't like them very much, but they marry them for some other reason. Like, she's hot, she's got a rich family, they just are ready to get married and have kids, right? So they marry this woman.
No. The woman is usually on better behavior when she's trying to get a house, a ring, kids, etc. So, of course, he's going to like her then. Before the kids, before the marriage, blowjobs were plentiful. You know what I mean? She was pleasant, bubbly. Can I get you a beer, babe? Once the kids come and she knows she got the ring and she knows she basically got you by the balls at this point, the mask come down. The Jim Carrey mask come down and she shows herself to be a miserable B.I. Nagging, complaining, always pressuring you to do something. It's just exhausting and it wears on you and weighs on you. Then the hate starts to grow.
And when they end up realizing they just really don't want to be around her, they resent her for the poor choice they made in marrying her. What they end up blaming it on is the woman changing, right? Like, you're not the woman I married. And my ex used to say that to me, like, we got married when I was 21 years old, okay? And we would go out and drink and party all the time because we were 21. So we had a lot of conversations after our second child was born, and him telling me he just didn't like me anymore because I wasn't fun and carefree like I used to be. And I was like, how do you expect me to be fun and carefree when the weight of this marriage and raising these children and a grown-up man-child is on my shoulder?
Exactly. You lost respect for him. Were you calling him a man-child when you guys were younger? I get you got kids, you can't go out and party and be carefree anymore. But the way women handle stress and just life, it's ridiculous. Constant blow-ups and you're always irritated. You're just not a likable person to be around once life happens. You know, kids, responsibilities. You don't know how to handle it and still be a decent human being. Most women don't know how to handle the stresses of life and still maintain being a decent, likable human being, even if she once was. That's a fact. That's why most women just aren't worth being in long-term relationships with, because she's going to degrade physically, mentally, emotionally, as far as personality. She's going to degrade. I feel like men are better at handling the stress of life and still maintaining who they are and still just being a decent human being. Women, not so much.